Okay, that takes care of all those. Now we got two under old business and two under other business. Old business, please.
That would be case number 11133, Lisa Ambrose. This was in Swan Keys. This was a variance from the front side and rear yard setback requirements. The front was for an attached garage, side yard for existing mobile home, steps and a roof. And the rear was for a proposed deck, steps and a roof.
Again, gentlemen, I think he's just trying to do too much here with what he has to work with. Now, he's got his steps all coming up to the porch in the back are fine from the lagoon and the ground level deck. Now he wants another one. The proposed garage, I understand that, maybe I'm wrong, do I got the right case here that it's going to be used for?
Well, then I wrote down beside of it, he said it was a shed.
Yeah, right. Now I
wasn't the garage, it was going to be a shed. He was going to extend it out.
Is that correct, or am I?
Yeah, so no, you're right.
Yeah, he was going
to shed there now, and they're going to make this.
They're going to extend it all out into a garage.
They're making a new garage.
The minutes say the existing shed will be removed and replaced with the garage, which will connect to the dwelling.
Right. That's what I was going to say.
I got shed too.
Yes, we had there. We'll take it down and extend it. I'm going to put the garage on it. Go right up this where it is. Same pad or thing. With a garage. Yeah, it is right. It is a cave. It's going to make it into a garage.
What is that? How deep is that garage? 18 feet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was going to use it for storage. He wasn't going to use it necessarily for parking vehicles.
Just storage.
I'm sorry, what did he say?
He was going to use it for storage, not necessarily for parking vehicles.
Right.
Yeah, just storage.
That's why I thought that's why I got shed beside mine.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's why. That's what I was thinking.
You think it was going to be a garage, it's going to be a shed.
Right.
But it's what, 18 by 20?
Yep.
18 by 20, 21, something like that.
18 by 20.
Okay. The uniqueness of the property is 40 feet. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. You agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
And the property be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County zoning ordinance? Yes. Variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Argue that point. He has a porch there and he has one there now and he has a deck in the back and he also had a shed up in the front here. Now he wants something bigger.
He's got a deck and he wants to put a roof over top of it, right? Mm-hmm. That's what the 4.3 is for.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Where it says proposed roof overhang?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So all that's deck?
Yeah, all that's deck. A lot.
Yeah. They got a porch in the back.
Personally, I don't know that I'd have any problem with the overhang from the roof over the deck.
Is the deck already there?
Until it comes back on screen porch.
that's right. Yeah, that's true.
Jeff.
I mean, it ain't much of a porch. It's less than 5 feet, but...
Yes, Jeff.
Keep skiing, Jeff. Don't get mad. They'll come back.
No pleasure up there.
So he's got a porch in the back, plus a proposed deck again in the back. The end of it, right?
Right.
Not up there.
He doesn't need any spray. I don't think he needs
that. I'm glad I'm not the only one punchy here. I'm glad I'm not the only one punchy here.
He's got this and this and all that.
Variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood. The variance will not substantially permanently impair appropriate development of adjacent property. Variance will not be detrimental to public welfare. The request of the variance is minimum that will afford relief.
It's been created by him. He can't be number
three.
I believe the difficulty is being created. I'll make a motion. I'll make a motion on case number 11133, that the unnecessary hardship and exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant.
Did you make a motion to deny case?
Deny, that's correct.
Okay. Second that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we deny case number 11133. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye.
For the reasons stated.
Yep. Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for those reasons.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11133 is denied.